What is up, Breakthrough Success Listeners? Mark Bird, the podcast coach here, helping people to launch, grow, and monetize their podcast. And when we think about monetization, we have to think about profit. We have to think about growth. And that is why I'm so excited about this episode. We talk about how can we click and grow rich. A really awesome name for a book. Our guest who joins us has been marketing since 1999 and has sold three of his previous companies, including a three-time Inc. 500, 5,000 company. Our guest speaks internationally on how to make money on the internet and is the co-founder of Click and Grow Rich and Shark Style Business Seminars. Our guest who joins us is none other than Brett Fogel. Brett, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Mark, so much. Thanks so much for having me on. Looking forward to it. And I'll tell a story about Shark Style. It's not the bad kind of shark. It's because of Kevin Harrington, one of our partners, was on Shark Tank. But we're not really doing that one much anymore these days.
Well, we definitely have some story time. We also have some clicking and growing that we got to do. So we have a jam-packed episode for you guys today. I hope you guys are really enjoying your day. And whether you are exercising while listening or driving the car, I do appreciate you guys tuning into Breakthrough Success. And I do love the idea of click and grow rich. And I think the first thing we should address is that growth factor, because I feel like so many people have this content and they just don't feel like they're reaching as many people as they could. So how do we get better at reaching more of the people who we should be reaching?
So it's a great question. And, as you mentioned, I've been doing this since 1999, back when Al Gore invented the internet. And thank you, Al Gore, which is forever ago in dog years, which is even longer. I think internet years are even longer. So the average lifespan online is just a couple of years because things change so fast. So, and as you mentioned, we've written about a lot of it in this book here. This is the cover here, just to give a quick flash of that. It came out much better than we thought it was going to when we first started writing it. And the answer to your question is that the biggest mistake that people make when starting an online business, just to cut to the chase, is choosing a product or service before determining a hot market or if there is a market already. And that might sound really intuitive, but it's the reason 95% of businesses fail is people start with a product idea. And so what we write about in our book, what we teach in our seminars, our live events, which we've been doing in seven countries, actually I think eight now, we were just in New Zealand in a two-day event, is the whole process of choosing a hot market first. And our formula, as it were, that we write about on the cover, it says the proven formula for starting and growing a successful business. I've been inherently or unknowingly doing this for a long time, but starting with a hot market. So the formula is MP5MS², just so it's easy to remember, which means choose a hot market where people are already buying. You know, it's really hard to sell something that people aren't already looking for. And then look into the people who are the ideal people in your market, and then products, people, places, passion, marketing, selling, and staffing in that order. If you'd like, I can tell you the backstory and how that came to be. It was sort of the accidental formula that we did unknowingly. And then when I did sell my last company, the Inc. 500 company, and partnered with my new partner, or my current partner now, he said, you know, we need to turn this into a formula of how you did that. And that was sort of the beginnings of what we teach now, and the beginnings of the book and the MP5MS².
And it's interesting how Brett mentions how, you know, there's a formula. It's something where once you hit that status, you can keep repeating it. Like, I didn't say he sold an Inc. 500, 5,000 company. I said he has sold three of his companies. So once you have the system down once, you could go into new niches, you can expand into different offerings, but it is important to have the system down and get it down once rather than exploring all these different options and not really knowing where you're going to go. Now, getting the growth is one thing, but one of the things that also hits a lot of people is they see the growth, they see more people coming in, but then, you know, money. So some people, they don't feel good about selling. Other people, they just don't know what to offer. So how can we turn the visibility into profits rather than, you know, likes don't pay the bills?
Right. Well, and it's a great question, you know, and it's intuitively It makes sense. And so to say, hey, start with a strong market, everyone's like, yeah, sure, sure, I get it. But you know what? If you're going to spend all the time to go into a business and spend all the time getting it going, spending the money to put your business together and advertising, wouldn't it make sense to make more money at it for the same amount of effort? And so I totally get it. Follow your passion. You know, passion projects are great, but sometimes and oftentimes what you find yourself with is an unintentional nonprofit, because there's nobody really looking to buy. And we've made millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars online. And in my last company, we ran over $17 million in revenue through the various businesses in the option trading and Forex trading markets. Now, I can barely spell Forex, guys, but I knew that there was a market there. And we had stumbled into teaching investors how to trade options. Now, I am uniquely qualified to teach you how to turn your options account into zero, because I did that. And that's what led me to looking for education on this topic. And when I couldn't find any, I went out and looked for an expert. So why am I telling you this? Well, because, you know, you don't need to be the expert yourself. I recommend, and we recommend, you find a hot market where people are spending money so that you can benefit more from the fruits of your labor. And so, you know, that's great if you want to come out with a golf club that doubles as a walking cane. Okay. We actually had a student, that was her big idea. And we had to say, listen, I don't, you know, who's the market here and who are the people in that market that are going to buy it? And finally, we steered her into a better idea. But those two components of choosing a hot market, is there a problem you can solve that's worth solving? And then the people, well, there's that MP5MS² market first, people second, who are the people, who are your ideal buyers, and then what is it they really want to buy? Most importantly, though, is finding out their fears and frustrations, their wants and aspirations, and we can dive into that a little deeper if you'd like, Mark, because those are the big secrets in marketing, is finding out those language patterns and nuances that your audience, the people in your market tell you that they want, because invariably, if you, as the entrepreneur, guess what those things are, you'll be dead wrong. And I know that because we were dead wrong every time. But when we learned this strategy of asking them in the right way, it opened up all of the channels and the floodgates. And the best example is we surveyed our audience and down to the name of the product, and that was our big home run. It was a $5 million. We ran $5 million in revenue in about 2 or 3 years for that Forex product. So really powerful stuff. And the good news is it's simple if you follow the steps and you know what to ask.
And I mean, it's interesting you've seen all that success. I mean, I know there's different areas that I can pursue that, like investing. I know that's a hot topic. I have enough knowledge to go out there and create stuff on it. But there is that balance where you want to make sure that you're doing your brand right also. So you don't want to overexpand. It's just like with the example with the golf club and the cane, like, do you know how you would create that product? And then who would want it? I mean, I don't know too much about golf, but I mean, to like, you know, like, do people, you know, are there a lot of people out there who play golf who would also be in the situation where they would need a cane? So that's just one of those things to think about as well. And for people who they're really passionate about what they're doing now, but they're not in a hot market. I get the getting into a hot market, but what would you say for someone who's like sees all these different hot markets and like, which one do I pick? Do I go in all of them? What are your thoughts on that?
So it's another great question, because you know, focus stands for follow one course until successful. Most entrepreneurs, many of us, if not all of us, including myself, we have all these great ideas, and it's the shiny ball syndrome. In the beginning, I was guilty of running in 6, 7 to 10 different directions and not doing any of them well. So along the way, we've come up with a simple process that we work with in our students. And in the, we talk about it in the book. If you will, I'm sure, give them a way to find out where to get that. But most importantly is it's a simple diagram, a 3-circle diagram called the Interest, Opportunities, and Experiences Worksheet. We've found, and if you imagine the overlap of 3 circles, kind of the Venn diagram, the overlap of your interests and passions and the first circle. And then the second circle is your, what you have experience in. Maybe you're an expert or have some expertise in a certain area, or maybe you can borrow that expertise from a friend, family member, or even a book author. And then that third circle is, where's the real opportunity? Now, many times the entrepreneurs don't really know where the real opportunity is. So in the case of the lady that wanted to do the golf club that doubled as the walking cane, we said, well, we went through this process and we have an interactive PDF actually that people go through and do a brain dump. What are all your passions? What are things you would do if you weren't being paid for them? And what is your experiences? And then what do you think the opportunity might be? Well, we said, well, what's your background? And she said, well, I make content. I'm a content creator. Now, this is several years ago. And she said, but nobody would want that. And we stopped her and said, no. Yes, everybody is a huge trend right now. Website owners, people like me would love to hire you to create content for us, and we'll be your first client. So that's how we kind of steered her into an area that she had experience in, had some interest and passion in, and had much bigger potential. So that's kind of that first exercise that we recommend, you know, people go through, that overlap of their interests and passions, opportunities, and the experiences that overlap in the center is generally that sweet spot for most people.
And I also want to go back because you mentioned the amazing growth you had with Forex. And I'm wondering, like, what platforms are you using for that? Is it a big focus on email list and advertising? Are you like podcast, YouTube? Like, what are the big platforms that contributed most to that?
So these companies I exited from in 2013, and so that's what led to my current path. And we have a software company now, and the Clickinger Rich seminars and the book. But back in the day, as it were, again, in internet years, it's forever, it's another lifetime. But in reality, it's only 10 years ago. We were doing mostly affiliates. And this, the way that I launched this business, by the way, from the proverbial kitchen table, I still have this table and I still have the house in Florida. I launched this business on the proverbial kitchen table at my house in Boca Raton, Florida, with $0, zero advertising, and zero investors. And we grew it to number 276 on the Inc. 500 list. Thank you for getting that right, by the way, Mark. Some people say Fortune 500, and I have to say, no, it wasn't that big yet. But we launched it and grew it from zero in sales the first year to 200,000 that first year, and then to 3.3 million in annual sales in 3 years, all on the backs of affiliate marketing. And so affiliate marketing is a very powerful way to find the right people that you're looking for, leverage the relationships that somebody else has with those people, your ideal audience, and then you only pay for the sales that come in. It's a win-win scenario. You only pay for when a sale is made. And so what we did is we started out small. I went to Google and just Googled somebody in our marketplace and reached out to him, and he promoted it, and then the conversions were good. Then I took those screenshots from those sales and went to a bigger player who was kind of a mentor of mine at the time, and they mailed it out, and we did 185K in sales, I think, in the first week and a half. And from there, we just leveraged that to more and more affiliates. Nowadays, it's a little bit different ball game. Although many people are diving into Facebook ads and Google, which is great. That makes it scalable. But still, I recommend starting with affiliates. Again, find out who has the ideal audience and has a relationship with that audience, and then go and have them promote and work out your offer really before you start spending a lot on Facebook ads. And it's expensive when the ads don't work and you're not making sales.
Yeah. And I mean, I love the affiliate focus because you're not paying until someone makes a sale. And in that case, you're making money anyway. So, I mean, affiliate marketing is definitely a little extra work to find affiliates to build the relationships. But it is one of those things that is worth it because you are building relationships with people who will introduce you to more people in their tribe. So you give them the affiliate commission, but then the person who like learns about your brand could buy your books, could buy your other training courses, can go into your coaching. And those are things you don't necessarily have to pay affiliate commissions for. And it is still such a great way to grow. I mean, you just look in your inbox and you look at the emails you sent today, I mean, that you've received today, you're probably going to see at least one where someone's promoting an affiliate thing. So affiliate marketing is still working very well. And I'm wondering if you could share with us, like, what has really worked for you for finding affiliates? Because I feel like that's something a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah, so good question again. So the best answer is when you do affiliate promos and they work well, ask the affiliate if they have anybody else they might introduce you to. And why would they do that? Well, most affiliate software now will pay two-tier affiliate commissions. Now, I touched upon that we have our own. And then back in the day when we were generating a decent amount of sales and we had gone off and tried a company that rhymes with Confusionsoft. Many of you know which one I mean, and had a terrible experience with that. So we actually bought a technology platform that we were using before that was really simple and had some cool features, but it was a little bit buggy. Just a quick sidebar. And we built that out and added some really amazing features that helped move the needle in our business. One of which is a 3-level affiliate commission program. So even if you only have a 2-level, though, when you have an affiliate that promotes for you and makes money, when you're sending them the cash, say, by the way, do you know anybody else you can recommend or refer to me? And I'll not only pay them, say, 35% of the sales, but I'll also pay you 10% for making that introduction. Ours goes 3 levels deep, and there's some in different states have different laws where you might be an MLM and things like that. But, you know, think about those in those terms. And then I would also recommend going to live events where you might meet people that are in your area. Many of the different market niches have gatherings of top affiliates. You know, I know now there's a big one in the financial space. So they all get together and they cross-pollinate and mail for each other. The only downside, the really big downside, however, in affiliate marketing and where we kind of hit a ceiling is, and that might probably is your next question, Mark, so I'll just dive right into it, is that it's not a scalable model and it becomes kind of incestuous. So it's like, okay, everyone mail for me and then I'll mail for you back. Well, by design, you can't then promote your products very effectively the next few months because you're marketing other people's products. And in my case, there was this one affiliate that was just so good at marketing and he was paying top copywriters and he was just really dominating the sales. And at one point they were sending us 25 grand in advance just say, hey, we'll just mail your list 8 times and I'll send you 25 grand right now. Well, that seemed attractive and we had actual real offices and that means real overhead. And so I had employees and mouths to feed. And so I thought, well, hey, sure, that covers my my nut for the month. Actually, not even 25K was about half of our monthly nut and payroll. But what really happened is he took all the best buyers off of our list. And over time, our sales went down. So that's when we had to get into paid advertising and sort of reinvent ourselves. And that's around when I sold the company after the financial crisis. So hopefully that answers your question. I will give one more tip, though, sort of a ninja trick. If you identify a great affiliate and you can't reach them, I mean, nowadays you can go to LinkedIn, you can go to Facebook and message them directly, which is not a bad idea. But what you can't really do anymore is go to their website because most people don't put their email on their website anymore. Why? Because then all the spam bots keep hitting it. So what we used to do is go to a site called archive.org, the Wayback Machine, and find out, what it does is it takes a screenshot of everyone's website from the beginning of time. So you can actually go back to when Google's first website, if you want to have a laugh and go look at the Wayback Machine. But you can also go back and put your competitors or your affiliates' website in there, and it'll show you where the first incidences are. And what do we do with the first time we put up our website? We're so proud. We want everyone to see on our contact us page, you know, here it is. Here's my name, my phone number, and my email address. Well, a lot of times those don't change. You know, they might take down that page, but you can go back in time and find out their phone numbers and also email addresses. So that's kind of a cool trick you can also use.
I really love that hack because, like, it is hard to find some people's contact me page. Like, all the time I'm looking for speakers for virtual summits or potential affiliates for different courses I have. And when you go on someone's site, like the contact me page, it sometimes is under the about page. You got usually scroll to the very bottom to find it. It's harder to find that info, but there is a point where we were all like, okay, here's my email address, contact me, because that's when you're first starting out. And we will include archive.org in the show notes because that is such a tremendous strategy for anyone looking to gain that affiliate exposure.
It's old school, the old school. The other one is go to the Whois database, and you can go to Whois I think there's Better Who Is, and then it's just like it sounds, WHOIS or GoDaddy.com/whois. They're free, and it'll show you who the website registrar is and the admin contact. Some people put it into private mode, so you can't see that, but that's another trick we used to use. And, you know, but again, I think these days, LinkedIn, Facebook, you can probably get through to them. I did just read about it and saw there's a plugin. It's a Google Chrome app that I can't remember the name, but it basically, if you land on a site, you push a button and it'll pull up all of their, it'll scan like 100 different places and find that person's contact info. And if I can dig it up, I'll send it to you, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
All right. If we get that, that will be in the show notes as well. But I mean, we are just hitting on all cylinders with all these different resources. I know I mentioned earlier, and we talked a little bit about this in the intro, Shark Style Business Seminars. Is that something that you want to just give us a little story about or no?
So yeah, real quick. So we operate under several brands. Our company, our actual LLC is CGR Global. And so we do some work for under that brand. Don't write it down. Doesn't worry about it. It's just, but for the Small Business Expo, we do speak for them under that brand. Our primary brand is Click and Grow Business. And the brand that we sell the book under is Click and Grow Rich. So not to be confusing, but they actually hit on different markets. Click and Grow Business is more for a bricks and mortar business owner who is wanting more clients. They're already in business. You know, they have a physical location and they would like to grow more leads and sales. And so that is actually the title of our next book. Click and Grow Rich is really for somebody who would like to start and grow and even sell an online business as we have, primarily a digital business that you can run from anywhere. I'm an apartment in Washington, D.C. This used to be my dad's old office when we owned video stores all around the area. And I bring that up and I'll come back to that. But the whole point of selling your business and selling at the right time. But we had 24 video stores at one point in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, and they were gearing up to sell those when we hit 25 stores. And of course, a little company called Netflix came along and just took the wind out of and everyone. We closed all of them. But we did buy some great real estate. I'm on the penthouse apartment now of a 4-story commercial townhouse we own. And down below, we have a food play of a Chinese restaurant downstairs, and we have a bike shop that's moving in. So the point of all this, kind of what I want to share with everybody, and we'll come back to it, is don't do this just for side income. If you want the idea of an online business or any business, do it for retirement income. You can invest in things like stocks or Forex, although I don't really recommend the Forex markets for long term or at all really lately, but things like real estate, longer term assets. And so the point of that is the online business, you can do it anywhere. You know, when I've lived in the group in Washington, D.C., I moved to Florida where I still have a house. I was in California living on the beach in San Diego the last 6 months. You know, with an online business, you can do it anywhere. And that's really why our I don't know if you can see my shirt if we're going to do a video, but we've started the movement, the Freedom Fighter movement. So hashtag Freedom Fighter is all about having more time and money freedom in your life. Because and I'll just kind of wrap up with this comment, is that when we survey and ask, there's that secret again, always ask your audience what they want. On webinars, when we ask the number one reason they want to start a business, it's always 76% of them say more freedom, more time freedom, more money freedom. Hopefully answer your question. I kind of went in a different direction.
Brett brings up such an important point. Like, don't do this for, like, I get the idea, you know, we have side hustles and stuff like that. And when you're first starting out, you can have the side hustle mentality, but think long-term. Think, how can I make this my full-time? How can I invest in different areas like stocks and real estate? I just happen to know stocks better. I love the concept of real estate. I just haven't embraced it yet.
Well, real estate's expensive and it's risky. And so stocks, I think, you know, now
easier
entry. And back 10 years ago, when I first started trading, I was doing well with the stock trading and swing trading. That has the best odds because you're not competing against giant hedge funds that have to do big positions. They can roll in and out of slowly. But from there, I went into day trading, which is really kind of, it's a dangerous game. And I lost a lot of money day trading, got into options and got lucky in December 99 and made all my money back day trading options. But so the following month, I was long all naked call options when the internet crash happened. And back then, it just really took the money out of the market. Right now, though, you bring up a good point, though, Mark, is that we're on the verge of a major tech boom. And it's a great time to have money to put into stocks, especially, I don't want to get into politics here, but the consensus is that if Trump is reelected, the markets are going to rally and go higher because of the tech things that are coming out, like 5G. And so there's a lot of manufacturing coming back to this country. But anyway, bottom line is it's a great time to be alive and have money to invest in other assets, long-term wealth accumulating assets like the stock market and then ultimately real estate. But I did just pull this up, and I don't know if you guys can see this or not. I was going through one of these file cabinets over to my left. There's maybe 7 or 8 file cabinets from 20 years ago. And I happened to pull open one of them the other day, and I did a video on it, but it's an actual asset purchase agreement for $105,000. And this is from the first business that I sold. And this was back in, about 1998, maybe around 2000. Well, it had to have been after that. It had to have been around 2001, 2002. Well, actually, I just have to look on the agreement. Genius. Here, November 12th, 2002, I sold this business. Now, it was a pet supply store when I started it, but I had taken it online and we were selling pet supplies and things like that with a Yahoo store. But why do I mention that? Well, this was $100,000 I was able to take off the table and use that to invest in starting my next business, which was actually in limbo from the pet one, doing some water gardening, and had a water gardening website that we grew to one of the top water gardening websites in the country that was doing $500,000 a year. And then I sold that one. But all of that led up to having the money to move to Florida, buy a beautiful house down there, and have the time freedom to start the newer business, the much bigger one, the Inc. 500 company. But, it's not all hard work, guys. You have to have capital and resources to do a lot of these things. And if you don't have investors, which is really difficult to do, unless you've got just a great pitch deck and you know what you're talking about and live in the right area, I kind of come back to this. The easiest and lowest risk way of having financial freedom when you're in your retirement years, or if you're younger and you want to go play and have fun and see the world, it's with an online business that you build, grow, and sell. And I'm really adamant on the sell side because the downside is if you wait too long on these things, there's always someone, new technology coming around or new platform or new wave or new trend that will knock you out of the game. So when we talk about market in our formula, we talk about the who, what, when, who, what, where, why, and when that everyone's familiar with. Well, market is actually the when, and it's the most important. And here's our little diagram here of formula. Start with when, because markets are cyclical and things come in waves. They don't last. The whole point of this is if you can grow your business 2 or 3, 4 years into momentum and sell it, take that cash off the table. That's what I want to do the rest of my life, is build and sell and even buy and sell businesses and not wait around too long for the next Netflix, for example.
I mean, that's just a really great mindset to just continue to invest and invest over and over again. I mean, there are some things that you want to like spend money on that aren't business, like travel. For me, it's just strictly travel and marathon running. Like that's really the non-business stuff. But if you, the more non-business stuff you invest in, like especially like the luxuries, then it's just like, you're just hurting your financial future and you're hurting your ability to scale and have that impact. So I do love how, we're talking about click and grow rich, but we're also talking about stocks and real estate, different places we could put our money. And if you guys want to learn more about Brett, follow him on his journey. We will have Click and Grow Rich in the show notes. Brett, are there any other places you want us to go to follow your journey?
So I guess it's a good segue to give a, unceremonious plug for the book. If you'd like to get a free copy of the book, just go to clickandgrowrichbook.com, just like it sounds, clickandgrowrichbook.com. Just pay shipping and handling And we also have inside of the book, we have 25 of those interactive PDFs like the Interest Opportunities and Experience Worksheet that you can get access to and download from a free members area. So there's links all throughout this book with resources, really powerful ones that mostly we don't make available outside of our 25K coaching and mentoring programs, but we want to make that available to people. You can also follow us at clickandgrowrich.com, and we are updating our events all the time. We were just in London. I mentioned New Zealand. I think we're in Dallas. My partners are actually in Dallas right now doing a small presentation. We'll be doing a West Coast, East Coast, and so feel free to reach out and follow us and come out to an event if you'd like. But I'd recommend starting with a book. It's a fantastic book, with even for an intermediate or a grizzled old school internet marketer that's been around for a while, there's something in here for you as well. We talk about sales psychology and the four personality archetypes and all of these other resources that you know, the sales pyramid and some higher end stuff on the back half of the book. The first half is really all about that MP5 MS squared formula though, and getting it right, choosing the right market, finding the right people in that market, and then choosing a product or service. Those are the three biggest parts. And then, you know, fortunately, it's easier than ever to collect money online. So the payment side is awesome. Things like Stripe and that make it easy to collect money. So that's mostly it. If you want to learn more, you can go to brettfogel.com. There's a great little story there on the power of decision and how I was able to spend a week with Richard Branson on his island with 19 other entrepreneurs like Dean Graziosi and Matt Mullenweg, the founder of WordPress, back in 2012, talking about business and charity. And actually, that's a big part of what we like to do. You see, win-win isn't good enough anymore. A win-win-win is where you include a charity angle, because we've also proven that customers will buy more from you if they know some of the money goes toward a charity. And we're building some of that in to our technology platform, a charitable upsell. And we're just about to release and rebrand and relaunch that at clicksales.com. It was usually formerly called Sidek. I'm just throwing all the plugs I can in, Brooke. But to be honest, these are resources that will help you. The biggest benefit of the Click Sales platform is it's simple and it's easy to use. And if you guys in and listening would like to have a free account and try to play with it, I'm not really right now. We're looking for beta testers, not looking to make money on this first round. So I guess we can put a link down below just for your listeners. How about that, Mark?
Brett, we'll definitely have all those links in the show notes for people who want to learn more and get Click and Grow Rich and all those awesome resources. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure to have you here today.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark. I enjoyed it.